Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Brighton First United Methodist Church. It is great to be worshiping with all of you here this morning. As you may know, Pastor Lindsay is out today. She has COVID, which seems to be spreading around Livingston County. We do have worshiping with us here this morning. Carol Kapuska will be delivering the prayer. Sue Urban will be delivering our scripture reading. My name is Greg Geis, and I will be doing the message here this morning. It is great to have all of you here, and we hope that something today, whether you're visiting with us directly or listening online, touches you and brings you closer to God. Now stand as if you are able and join us for the first hymn.
Good morning. Please remain standing and join me in the opening prayer. Be present with us, Lord, as we worship you today. Give us gratitude and wisdom to know how you would have us live. Inspire us to be yours in all that we do. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
the scripture reading this morning is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Greetings. Thanksgiving is almost here, and you know what that means. That's right, catalogs. Lots of catalogs. My favorite catalogs are the ones from those spectacular vacation companies with the scenic vistas and the historic sites. They offer convenient travel and comfortable accommodations and culinary delights. I can almost feel the luxurious sheets, the fluffy pillows, the soft cotton towels, and the delightful aromas. Travel can be any time, even at Thanksgiving. Now, the book of Acts didn't mention anything about spectacular vacations catalogs being delivered to the Apostle Paul, who was the author of today's scripture. However, it does appear that Paul became quite the traveler. One can almost imagine an ancient times catalog. Come to Ephesus. Visit the amazing Temple of Artemis. Shop in the Roman Empire's greatest trading city. Relax on beautiful Aegean Sea beaches. Paul's travels were called missionary journeys, and he did visit Ephesus, which is near Colossus. Now, I wondered, what was it like on those early mission trips? I mean, Paul faced tremendous obstacles. I thought back to the church of my youth, and I didn't recall missions being an option. My service was pretty much limited to ushering and mowing the parsonage lawn. Confession time, cutting the grass was a paid effort. So I didn't really face very many obstacles or anything like that. The first time I considered serving outside of the church was when my daughter decided to go on an Appalachian Service Project mission trip. And I considered the catalogs, inconvenient travels, uncomfortable accommodations, and an accompanying skills test. I decided to go anyway. Paul's words remind me of that first mission experience. From Colossians 3:15, and this is from the ESV, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. I sometimes like reading scripture as if the author is talking directly to me. Greg, allow the peace of Christ to rule in your heart. Okay. Give all your concerns, all your anxieties to him. Don't worry if you wake up in the morning, your hair's sticking up, it's going to stay that way all day, and you can't do anything to fix it. I gave all those and other concerns to God. I was given a wall hair trimmer. As my hair fell to the floor, I wondered if all of my amazing skills would be lost, like Samson's incredible strength was lost when he cut his hair. Most people just want to know where the bathroom is going to be when they need it. Just for the record, I'm not the guy that won't stop unless getting gas or reaching the final destination. Giving my concerns to God helped me focus on the mission. At the end of my first mission trip, volunteers were asked to form a really big circle in a gymnasium. And in the center of it was a can, a ball of string, and a pair of scissors. Volunteers were then invited to walk into the center and share their experiences. It was the most terrifying part of the entire week. No one said in the catalog that public speaking would be required. I soon settled in as they related stories of the families they served, the team members that they worked with, the other groups that were there. Eventually, I ripped myself from the floor to reflect on an experience that I had with my daughter. She actually let me work on her team. I probably said something embarrassing, but isn't that what dads do? Well, that mission thing was great. Got that off my bucket list. Paul's words in Colossians make me think of why missions need to remain on my bucket list always. Here's Colossians 3:16, and again, this is from the English Standard Version. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and praises and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Words mean things, and my favorite use of the word admonish is to give encouragement. I went on a mission trip and all I got was a lousy t-shirt. Doesn't sound very encouraging. My first Appalachian Service Project t-shirt had the words, answering God's call, living in God's word on it. The second one had building on the rock. In Matthew 7:24, Christ says this, and these are from the NIV. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. These words continue to dwell in me richly. God has amazing patience, as the word practice indicates. The more I go through the process, the closer I get to becoming what God wants me to be. Missions are opportunities for us to put Christ's words into practice. My first trip had two groups working at a home site. One group was on top in 90-degree temperatures, working on repairing the roof. The second group was underneath the house, working on improving the foundation. If you guessed that my skill set put me under the house with a pick and a shovel, you guessed correctly. So, some point, covered with dirt and sweating, because like I said, it was 90 degrees, I heard singing coming from my teenage co-workers under the house. God loves a cheerful server. And I do apologize if anyone ever hears me singing on a mission, but I am a cheerful server. And neighbors have overheard me singing in the garage while working. So, as we look at being a cheerful server, the message in Colossians, again, this is from 3:17, again from the ESV. Paul writes, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Again, I recall a valuable lesson from early mission trips. Before we went, we would watch a movie, and I don't remember the name of it, and I did consult experts this morning, and none of them were able to help me with the name of it. But it doesn't matter, because it was to help us remember to be considerate of the families and the communities that we were serving in. It reminded us that we would be guests in their homes and in their communities. Being the hands and feet of Jesus requires us to act like Jesus, no matter where we are. As we come to Thanksgiving, I'm looking forward to receiving and recycling those holiday catalogs. And I'll be looking forward to one from that spectacular vacations company. Maybe it will help me with my next CAS Community Social Services online email catalog. Should I focus on the amazing destination, the convenient travel, or the incredible activities that we get to do? Maybe. For any of you that have ever gone with me, it will certainly highlight culinary delights. Our scripture reading from Colossians gives us a sense of the gratitude that Paul must have felt after encountering the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. His realization that Christ was the Messiah must have overwhelmed him with appreciation for the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made. He poured himself out in mission to share the gospel. Missions are an opportunity for us to pour a little of ourselves into God's call to be one body, to be united in supporting others, serving others, and being in fellowship with others. If a mission trip doesn't bring me closer to God, I'm doing it wrong. Colossians 3:15-17 will remind me to give thanks to God for the peace of Christ, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, for the word or message of Christ, and everything else good. Can gratitude dwell in us so richly that it continues pouring out in service to God? Can we continue to encourage one another to be in mission and service to Him? Can we be grateful all year long, not just at Thanksgiving? Join me for mission gratitude. It's not an impossible mission, and God will not abandon you if you're caught in the act of service. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. Today's prayer quilts are for Bodie, friend of Kelly Myers, and Greg Ambergy, brother-in-law of Nancy Smale and husband of Betsy Ambergy. We've been given a little guidance from our COVID task force to increase our safety measures a little with our prayer quilts. We're not going to have them out and available to tie and sign your name. But we are going to have the ability to pray over them today, so we'll send a little extra prayers with them. As you know, when I get ready to pray for you, I'm always thinking of how I'm going to formulate my prayer. And that kind of leads me into how I came up with my prayer today, or what I thought about before I came today to pray with you. So some of you might know I work in the school system. I actually work in the Shiawassee County. And this past week, I was told we had over 300 kids absent just in our secondary campus because COVID is kind of going a little rampant in that area as well. So I was thinking about that. And then we got the email from Pastor Lindsay about their family and hearing about more and more cases. And then I actually went Friday and I got my booster for my COVID shot. And so I was thinking about all of the things that have been coming up and in need of prayer. And it actually reminded me of a song that I've had on loop. I literally have it on playing on loop while I sleep. It kind of helps me go to sleep, and then it just keeps going. And it's a song that you may know. It's by For King and Country called Together. And a couple of the lyrics I thought really hit home for me, and that's, if we fall, we will fall together, and when we rise, we will rise together. And that really reminded me of the community and how much we're a part of the community. And I think to add to those lyrics, I would say when we pray together. And that I felt like that was important for me to remember, especially this Sunday and hearing about all those things happening, that I really wanted to lead you in, I was excited to lead you in this community prayer time. So please join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for each moment that we are given to praise your name, to share your word, to enter into fellowship, and to build on your legacy. Your words that come to us today will be taken in with an intention of growth, but to also listen and pass it on to those around us, to those that may need to know that they don't stand alone, that we all stand together. We hold your light within ourselves, but share it as well for those in the darkness. We admit that there are times that we fight your teachings, that we're uncertain, that we want to take more control and go against you, that we are uncertain as to what to do and why to do it. We turn away from you and your guidance. We let shiny things attract our attention that are frivolous, self-centered, or destructive. But we just need to turn back to you to be forgiven and restored to your path. There is no time that we are lost forever. We sing of your love. We sing praises to you. We call out. Words will be spoken that bring you closer to our minds and hearts. We will celebrate you in our life, and we thank you for this ability to celebrate this time when your light comes in and refills us. You are like a way station for those feeling drained and depleted. Let us reach out to that light, turn toward your spirit, and renew ourselves. And in that, also help to renew those around us, for we are a community. But in all of our joys and thankfulness, there are sorrows and concerns. There are things that we ask of you, Lord, things that we need your help with. It may be help for us, a challenging time in our own life that weighs heavily on our hearts and minds, stresses of the week, things that are overwhelming that we ask help for. But we also ask help for others, help for those that are in need because they are hurting mentally or physically, help for those that are suffering with COVID or in quarantine, help for those making important decisions, those picking up pieces after a disaster, or just needing a connection to someone or something larger than themselves. We ask that you provide for them in these times, but use us at your will for these purposes, to increase our fellowship and to tie us together in one voice and one mission. And now we share our personal prayers with you for those that we are providing prayer quilts for Pastor Lindsay and Pastor John and their family, and for our own needs that we need. Now let's join our voices together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite the ushers to come forward for our tithes and offerings.
Lord of all, bless the offerings we bring to your church. Guide us in using these offerings to reach those who don't yet know you. Help us to grow your kingdom in the name of peace. Amen.
Don't forget that we have the hanging of the greens this afternoon at starting at 12 o'clock as we decorate for Advent and Christmas. And as you go forth during the week, may you experience the peace of Christ, and may the word and message of Christ dwell richly within you, and may your heart be filled with gratitude as you go. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.